99.9 Radio USA. The farmer's daughter there from Rodney Adkins. It's 6:55. We're at 40 degrees. It's Scott Hansen in the morning. And it's time for the weird news. Yes, it's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A government official in a small Iowa town gave new meaning to the term member of council by taking out his, should we say, junk? We'll use junk. We'll use the word junk. Taking his junk out of his trousers and waving his junk at the wife of a constituent during an argument. Jimmy Brown got into it with voter Eric Vangermert after both men had knocked back a few at a local bar, the bar called Joe's Hole. No reason to add that in other than it's a really dumb name for a bar. While Vangermert admitted to calling Brown a vulgar name, he says the council got physical, which prompted his wife to step in to defuse the situation, only to have Brown unleash his little legislator. And he said, this is what a real man looks like. According to court documents, Brown asked Spirit Lake Police Chief Gene Marquez if he was exempt from the law because I'm a city council member, a statement Brown now denies saying. Weird. And how about this one? A Washington state man earned himself a major dressing down when he started a brawl at a fast food joint because the clerk refused to give him a third free pack of ranch dressing with his meal. The man, whose name was not released, walked into the Jack in the Box restaurant and ordered a chicken dinner, which, according to the menu, includes two free packets of ranch dressing. Being asked to pay a quarter for the third packet prompted the disgruntled customer to get a little bit saucy and start flinging expletives at the cashier. When the 68-year-old man tried to cool things off, the ranter shoved him to the ground and fled, riding off on a purple bicycle and muttering something about having a knife. And one more for you this morning. How many times have you opened up a bottle of wine wanting to celebrate with your cat, only to realize that your cat doesn't drink wine? Well, now you don't have to go through the disappointment of passing up on a drink just because Mr. Whiskers doesn't drink Merlot. Japan is now introducing its first bottle of wine for cats. It's called Nyan Nyan Nouveau, and it is made with a combination of grapes and catnip, so your little cat might get a little buzz on from the catnip itself. And now all we need is dog beer, and we could have a real party on our hands.
Prices are falling.
Get big savings at Lundgren's in Eveleth, Virginia on the new 2000.